I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. Thank you so much for listening. We are glad you are with us. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, and one of the hosts of your show today. My other host is my good friend, Coach Mark Dobler. Hey, Coach Mark.
Good morning, Kim. And to all of our listeners out there this morning, listen, I can almost guarantee that everybody that's listening has been to a training event or a conference somewhere, and they heard a great idea, like something, I really want to do that. And it sounds so good in theory, but then they get out of the building, they go home, and the next thing you know, it's like, how in the heck do I do this great thing that I just heard about? And they can't figure it out, how to make that thing work in real life. Well, today, we're going to be talking to two people who have completely very different occupations. One is a financial coach who is really skilled at helping you get debt-free and live debt-free. The other is a doula. And if you don't know what a doula is, that is somebody that helps you give birth and then parent well for the first several months of a newborn's life. Now, they could hardly be any different in their occupation, but their stories have come together to help you hear the answer to that question, how in the world does this actually work in real life? Their story is remarkable, and we're going to hear from them this morning.
I am so excited. These ladies have become really good friends of mine. Vicki Street Matter, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And Kate Hersall, we've been buddies for years and years now.
I'm so excited to be back.
Thanks again for being on the show with us. This is just a really cool situation. I have to share this because it's hilarious. It's kind of how we ended up with the concept of this show. I was watching you live, Kate. I was watching you, Kate, on a live video on Facebook. And you referred to Vicki as your financial doula.
Yes, Vicki's my money doula. We do very similar things in our vastly different businesses.
And that cracked me up. I'm like, but you're a natural at the spin on words like that. So it just totally cracked me up and I loved it. And so when Coach Mark was saying we should probably do a show of, you know, geared around finances and money and things like that, it's becoming tax season and people are going to be getting big tax refunds and we want to do what we do and I've Decided and help you be successful with what you do with that money and make sure we educate you as best that we can with the experts that are a part of I've Decided. And I was sharing that with Coach Mark. And of course, within a very short period of time, he spit out giving birth to your nest egg. And I just was like, well, that's the perfect title. So that's the title of this show.
Right. So giving birth to a nest egg, because when it's all said and done, we really, really do want to make sure that when we reach the end of our work life, that we've got something that we can work with and work off of. And I think that's a real challenge for a lot of people, and certainly for Vicki. That's part and parcel of what she does. I mean, Vicki has a heart and a passion for helping people live debt-free in order to create this idea of a nest egg. So, first of all, why don't both of you tell us a little bit how you got started into what you're doing? What is it that prompted you to wind up in the area and the category that you are currently spending your time in? So let's start with you, Vicki.
Well, for me, what happened was I found out at 50 that we had gone a little, what should I say, overboard? As far as, you know, we had some credit card debt. We had a home equity line of credit. I had bought a brand new car, all within like about, you know, a year of each other. So I was feeling stressed about money and overwhelmed about money. And my husband, you know, he put his money in the bank. I put some in, but I was the one that had to take care of it all. And he just kept telling me, oh, it's all right. It'll be okay. And I kept feeling like it wasn't okay. And I just knew I had to do something. So I added up our debt, and it was $46,000. And it's like, whoa, I thought, you know, maybe it was 35 or something. But anyway, so I knew we had to do something. And he was 4.5 years away from retirement at 55. And I knew I didn't want those payments.
So the income was going to go down in short order.
Yes. And I didn't, we couldn't make those payments or just barely make them. We were barely making them. When he was working all the time, how in the world were we going to do it when he retired? I didn't want the stress. I didn't want the worry. I wanted to be done with it. So we had both taken a class a year or two before that called Debt Free and Prosperous at ICC, and it told you how to do it. And it's real similar to Dave Ramsey, but a little different. So that's what I had to go on, and I just started doing what they taught us in the class. And, you know, it took a while, but we got rid of it all. And
interesting for it to hear you talk about stress, because I think if you read most reports about the things that cause the greatest stress, finances is almost always at the top of the list or right in the top two or three. Finances are just, they're a life destroyer in terms of stress.
Yes, they are. And they are the number one reason that people get divorced. It's money and money problems.
Yeah, so it's incredibly destructive if you don't find a way to get this under control. So that's how you got started in this. Kate, you're somebody who is helping people give birth in a happy and joyful way, and actually help people have the first few months of parenthood be successful. How in the world do you become a doula?
It's Vicki and I have really similar origin stories in that our passion was born from experience. Sorry.
Okay, Nissa.
I love a good pun. So I became a doula after a birth experience in which I realized that surrounding yourself with the right people and getting the right information and having the right mindset can set your parenting life off on the right foot. You talk about the first 3 months. I talk about the first 3 months of parenting a lot because more neural connections are being made in the first 3 months of life than any other time in your life. We don't think of babies as being whole people sometimes. And so that's a big part of what I think about and what I do. So, you know, my experience of not having support, and Vicki kind of talked about that with her class that she took, where like they told you what to do and then they send you off on your own. I thought, no, I want more than that for people's birth and parenting experiences. I want them to have a guide. So within hours of having my baby, I said to my husband, get me my cell phone. And he said, I can take pictures and send pictures to whoever you want. And I said, no, get me my cell phone. I'm going to Google how to become a childbirth educator. And that was the snowball that started it all.
Well, way to go, Google.
Well, that's it. I can just speak on behalf of Kate, and that's just how she rolls. You know, when she sees a problem, she's going to figure out how to fix it.
I'm going
to
do a thing.
You're not going to just complain about it. You're going to say, okay, I'm going to fix this issue. Exactly.
Okay, so we've got two people. I literally cannot imagine two people doing any two occupations that could be any more different than the two of you. And yet you have decided to work together. And so I'm curious, how in the world did that happen? How did you connect, and why are you working together?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So I started my business solo and kind of nickel and diming things and ordering the free cards from Vistaprint, and I'd get a client and then I'd order some more books and I'd read the books and I'd do, you know, it was a little bit of a snowball. And I got a couple of years in and I was just so busy in my business that I couldn't do it alone anymore. So then launched a new enterprise of I could turn people away or I could hire people and turn this into something really big and help a population bigger than I ever dreamed of, sitting in my hospital bed Googling how to become a childbirth educator.
You didn't get that far in your hospital bed?
Believe it or not, surprisingly enough, Googling how to become an entrepreneur and change your whole direction in life doesn't yield very good results. So I hired a business coach, and my business coach coached me to go into a very large amount of debt to quit the job that funded the bills and to pull money from my home equity to start my business. And I believed wholeheartedly, you know, my business coach told me to do it. I paid her to tell me to do that. That's what I'm going to do. So that snowballed my personal debt. And of course, I'd heard of Dave Ramsey, and it sounded like a lot of self-righteousness to me, and I buried my head in the sand for a
I think I've heard that term before.
Yeah, buried my head in the sand for a really long time, like cash and what, everybody's in debt at this age with three kids and a business and whatever else, right? And then when I heard Vicky speak, it was kind of like, oh, this isn't just going to go away if I don't do something about it. So we connected through I've Decided, and it was really the moment that I thought of her as like, okay, she's not just one of those people that posts on Facebook, like, you get cash and you put it in envelopes and you're debt-free and it's so easy and why aren't you doing it? I thought, Vicky's not one of those people who's teaching one right way to do everything. Vicky's a money doula. Vicky does what I do for people's money. And that's what I need in my life, is a coach who can break it down in ways that resonate with me without any judgment. So Vicky and I started working together.
So in... let me just backtrack then and talk about letting that stand as the answer to how in the world does this work? Because I think so many times we hear something at a conference or we hear an idea somewhere and we think, well, that's a really good idea. But then we go out and we try to do it on our own. And rarely, if ever, does that work.
The odds are less than 1%. There's always an exception to the rule. So I'm sure there's someone who, by the way, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to I've Decided Radio Show today. And we are talking to two of our faves, Vicky Streetmatter of Empower Financial and Kate Hersel of Heartland Doulas. And we're just talking about finances today and birthing your nest egg. So keep listening if you're just tuning in. But...
back to the idea of how to make something work when you hear an idea, but you're trying to do it on your own. And you were sort of speaking to that, Kim, about how rarely that works.
Yeah, like I said, there is always an exception to the rule. So somebody listening might say, oh, well, I did it by myself. And that is amazing because the odds of that literally are like less than 1%. We need support. We need accountability to be successful. And that's why I loved the analogy that Kate did with Vicky being her money doula. It's like, why, you know, when I first learned about a doula, I thought you were going to, you know, it was about having babies in a bathtub.
I mean, sometimes it is, but that's rare.
But I think a lot of people think that. But I really, right. A doula is a coach.
Yep.
You are a coach. You help mommies figure out what to do. And I say this all the time, where were you when I had my first daughter 15 years ago? But you help women get on the right path when it comes to taking care of their babies. It's awesome.
And so if you're one of the 99% of the normal population that's listening, and you hear an idea somewhere that you would like to execute, then if you really want to make it work, you're going to have to find a partner. You're going to have to seek out the help of somebody who can actually help you implement that idea that you heard that you thought was worth pursuing in the first place. So that's what Kate did. Kate, you realized that you heard something that you needed to implement, but you were going to have help to do it. And so you reached out to Vicky, right?
Right.
All right. So, Vicky, why don't you walk us through the process of what y'all have been doing together?
Well, usually the first time that I meet with someone, I try to get an idea of what their priorities are, whether it's, you know, to pay off debt, whether it's to save for retirement, whether it's to maybe buy a house. So I kind of have an idea for where they are. We talk about that. And a lot of times people don't really know at first. So it's just kind of making them think about some of those things. And then it's to just, you know, we talk about where they are. And some don't know for sure. And some know. But then if they don't know, they really need to start to dig into that. And that's the first thing I suggest that they do.
So now I don't want to kind of like make this question about Kate per se, but in general speaking, are people mostly surprised when you ask these questions and they realize that they really don't have any grip or grasp at all of where they are or what they're trying to do?
Most of them are pretty surprised. They don't know how much debt they have, just like I didn't know. They don't know how much they're paying out in payments every month. They don't know so much about how much interest they're paying. And I think they have so many things going on in their lives that that's one of those things that they just kind of put on the back burner and they just kind of let it sit there and simmer and it just kind of keeps getting worse. So it's kind of, a lot of times there's like light bulb moments that go off that where they find out things that they had no idea that it was that bad.
Or as long as you, I know in my case, as long as you just don't think about it.
Exactly. And that's why I say
that. As long as you don't write it down on paper, then
if
it doesn't
think
really
about it, it doesn't exist.
That was a painful process for me. Very worth it. But I think for a lot of people, it's painful to face that reality.
It's painful. But the thing I try to tell people is that it's kind of like, you know, if you had something wrong and you didn't know what it was and you just didn't check about it, but if you finally go to the doctor and you find out what it is, then you can address it. You know the things to do and the things not to do, and it's kind of the same thing with the money stuff.
Right. So any other kind of specific things that you normally find out or maybe even things that have surprised you, Vicki, when you're dealing with people and trying to help walk them through this process of getting their arms around taking care and control of their finances? Have you been surprised?
Well, I suppose the one thing that, you know, I think that I was pretty excited about doing it myself. I knew I had to do it, so I was pretty gung-ho. The thing I've learned, I guess, is that some people want to and some people really want to. Some take off. I mean, I've had some that I've talked to for like 15 minutes, told them about the book, Dave Ramsey's book, The Total Money Makeover. They've read the book and they just take off. And I don't really have to do anything else. I mean, I just occasionally talk to them. And then other people, you know, I've been working with a few people probably for 3 years and
she's not talking about me.
They've made a little progress, but no, I'm not.
Kim. No self-confession right now.
But, you know, and everybody's different. I think that, I thought at first that probably if they, you know, came to me, they were probably going to be pretty gung-ho, and that's not always the case. And that's why I try to really pay attention to everybody is different, and I try to meet them where they are and try to help them with what they need the help with.
Right. So kind of let me go back to you, Kate, because, all right, so you come into this process recognizing that you need some help to accomplish an idea that you had heard of but knew that you couldn't do it on your own. So I'm curious, have there been aha moments for you, or are you just discovering that, like many other things, it's just something that you just need somebody to coach you through and just to keep you on track? So are you learning something about yourself, or are you just taking advantage of having somebody to kind of coach you through it?
There have been a lot of aha moments. One of the activities I did as a part of this whole process was to go back and take a look at what's my money story. Money is extremely stressful for me. I post really openly about it on my public Facebook page because I know people tend to look at somebody like me who parents three kids and they're homeschooled and I own a business and it looks like I got all my stuff together. And I want everybody to know, like, everybody's got some skeletons in the closet. I'm opening my door to let you see them. So I post really openly on my Facebook about my struggles with the mail. I don't like to go get the mail and open it and sort it because I know it has to do with money stuff and I don't like money stuff. So I looked at, you know, I looked back in history. Why do I not like money stuff? Why do I have this resistance? And I traced it back to my parents' beliefs about money and the narratives that I heard in my household. And that was a really big aha moment of like, this is why I don't like things that have to do with money. And then I went and I did that with my husband and I learned his money story and his money wise. And it really, it put it into perspective of how we both knew we were going into debt. We both knew how much there was. Like, we both understood the scope of it, but why did we keep going down that path? And what can we do to come back out of it? That was my really big aha moment in this process. And it comes down to, you know, Vicki, you mentioned meeting people where they're at. And I feel like, and that's why I call you my money doula, is because that's a basic tenet.
I just so love that.
She's my money doula. That's a basic tenet of being a doula, is that you come in with non-judgment, you support people, you meet them where they're at, and you go from there. You know, Vicki didn't walk in and say, like, how did you get this far? And what were you thinking? It's so easy. You just get the envelopes and you put the money in it and you only spend the money in the envelopes. Why is this so hard for you? Like, that's the narrative that I had gotten about getting out of debt until I met Vicki. And I was like, Vicki, I just, like, I can't get the bills and stuff together. Like, I don't want to go get the mail. And she gave me a really easy, small, actionable step. And I did it. And it was easier. And then I was like, Vicki, I just, the envelopes, I can't get them set up. And she broke it down for me. And I'll liken it to things in parenting. Sometimes things sound so easy. Clipping your baby's fingernails, giving your baby a bath, changing your baby's diaper. Odds are, if you had a baby, you struggled with one of those things and you were like, man, this seems so easy. Why can't I do it? Well, maybe you just needed somebody to break it down a little farther. You needed somebody to make it easier. You needed somebody to stand next to you and go, it's okay that you're nervous. You can have that feeling. It's okay that you're afraid. It's okay that you don't know what to do. I'm here to help you. You are doing a good job. That's a doula. Vicki's my money doula. Vicki makes me feel good about money and not hate it.
Well, I mean, you know, here's a personal example. And I don't say this as a badge of honor by any stretch of the imagination. But my first child was born when I was 28 years old, and I can honestly say that I had never in my entire life up until that point ever held an infant. They scared me. Infants scared me because I was afraid. I'm like, I don't know what to do with them. If I drop them, I'll kill them. And so, I mean, I had so... And I'm sure moms go through this. I can't speak for a mom because I'm not a mom. I'm a dad. But as a dad at 28 years old, I had never, ever, ever held an infant by myself.
For sure.
And so when people are dealing with something that they have no background in, competence in one area does not necessarily mean that you will have competence in another area. And so we look at people who are very self-sufficient and we think, why is this a problem? Well, it's a problem because you've never done anything in that area before.
Yeah, when you were talking about changing the diaper, I thought the same thing. I'm like, when I was pregnant with my first child at 30, I never thought for one second that changing a diaper would ever be an issue. It seemed so easy until I changed the diaper for the first time and I cried.
Yep.
And I thought I was the worst mom that ever was to be. Ever. And I would have given anything if you would have been there saying, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly.
Yeah.
And again, it's the same thing with Vicki. I have a very similar experience with Vicki and getting on a budget. And you know, she said, it's okay. You know, we've all been there. And like you said, Kate, it's no judgment. You know, it's just saying we've got, it's facing the fact that we got an issue in an area of our life. And for me, I coach people to live a healthy lifestyle. And so it's a very,
you're a fitness doula.
Fitness doula. Yeah, I'm a fitness doula. Yeah, I love that. So it's the same kind of thing, though. It's just about saying, I'm struggling in this area of my life. And I really need somebody that has experienced it, that's an expert in this area, that can help me get on track. So maybe, you know, the thing is too, is what makes somebody an expert, right? I mean, what mm-hmm. makes somebody an expert? And both of you, I think you've got experience. And like Vicki said, she has walked the walk. You got out of $45,000 of debt, Vicki, and you've been debt free for how long now?
9 years.
9 years. And you posted on your Facebook the other day, you asked the question, what do you think it would feel like
to be debt-free?
And I think I posted, I'll let you know in a couple years, mm-hmm. but I'm sure it's pretty close to heaven.
Yes.
It's got to feel pretty close
That's
heaven.
A good one. That's a good one.
But the what, you know, what we do though, what we tend to do, I think, when it comes to our goals, is we look at the big thing. I want to get out of debt. And we focus on that result versus focusing on the change. Things are going to have to change. Something's got to change, and you need to focus on that. So the first thing I had to focus on was creating a budget. Right.
A budget is a key. I know most people don't like to talk about it. They don't like to think about it, but it really does make a difference. When I started, I'm going to be totally honest here, for the first 6 or 7 months, I didn't use a budget. And I don't know, finally one day I thought, you know, I got to do a budget. And I started doing it, and it made so much difference. We were paying off debt before, but once we started that budget, it started to go a lot better and a lot faster, and we just knew so much more. So it's a key thing.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking that change certainly has to accompany whatever you're going to do to get to the end result. And I think, as I mentioned a while ago, that a lot of people see themselves as I'm competent, I'm an educated person, I'm capable, but that doesn't mean that you're capable in another area. And so if you don't have a background or you don't have experience, it's hard to make that work. And that's why you have to tap somebody else on the shoulder. And Kim, you said something a while ago that I think kind of sort of ties this up and wraps it up nicely. And you talked about, you know, the pain of giving birth, which is change. I mean, that's change. Change is happening when the birth process is underway. And to give birth to a nest egg, to give birth to a healthy financial future, there's going to be some pain. Now, that doesn't mean that the pain is bad. Listen, I don't think there's a woman in the world that has ever given birth to a healthy child that would say that I would do anything. I'd give the child up so that I didn't have to have pain. They're willing to endure the pain to enjoy the benefit of that healthy child that was the result. And I think that's what we have to see. We have to know that the healthy end result is worth the pain that it takes to get there.
Absolutely. It is difficult. It's challenging for sure. But I mean, I try to sometimes tell people it's a process. And think about other processes, pregnancy, giving birth, marriage, for goodness sakes. You know, there are all these challenges and they're hard. You know, college, for instance, that's hard for most people. And you know it's going to take 4 years. But people still do it. And they go through it and they study and they, you know, get good grades and they come out. And it's the same thing with the money thing. It's about learning and growing and, you know, becoming more disciplined mostly. And it's about learning what the really important things in our lives are, priorities. Having the, you know, a new car every year or two, or, you know, some of those things you might think they're really important, but they're not really that important in the grand scheme of things.
Such good advice.
Absolutely.
I can't believe another show bites the dust. We're at the end of our half hour. It went so fast. I can't believe it. Vicki, Kate, thank you guys so much for sharing your advice today and your success story with helping each other, supporting each other, and being each other's coaches. That is so awesome.
Thanks for letting us share.
Oh, it's
thank
just
you.
Great. And hey, thank you guys for listening and tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show today. Our goal, Coach Mark and I, we just want to join you every Sunday morning and help you, give you information, and get you on the track for success. That's what we do at I've Decided. Help you be successful in your goals, dreams, whatever those may be. Love having Heartland Doulas and Empowered Financial as a part of our I've Decided business community. You can find them and all of our resources at www.ivedecided.org. Go check out our website. Get connected to us. Join our I've Decided community. Let us be your tribe. We want to help and encourage you to be successful.
Yeah, and in fact, let me say this before we wrap up. If we have a Facebook page, and if you're listening and there's a subject that you'd like to hear about, reach out, make a comment on the Facebook page, or tell us how this show is helping you and maybe some takeaways that you've gotten. We'd love to engage that conversation.
And hear the feedback. That's so true, so true. But again, just a huge shout out to all of our businesses and their support, because it is because of them that we are able to make the difference in the community that we're doing and to help you and provide you the resources that you need. And a big shout out to Junction City. They've been such a huge support of what we're doing, and we're so grateful for them. So enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have an amazing day, and we'll be back with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?